Welcome to Your Thoughts, Your Reality with Michael Cole, the podcast that shines a compassionate light on the journey of veterans battling through life's challenges. Michael is a dual elite certified neuroencoding specialist in coaching and keynote training presentations, dedicated to guiding military veterans as they navigate the intricate pathways of post-deployment life. Join him as we delve into the profound realm of neuroencoding science, empowering these brave individuals to conquer universal battles, procrastination, self-doubt, fear, and more. Together, let's uncover the strength within you to re-engage with families and society, forging a new path forward.
Well, hello, everybody. Today, we have Michael Pope here, the tech, coach's pet guy. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about yourself.
How you doing? Michael Cole. Happy to be on your show. I am Michael Pope, known as the coach's tech guy, certified speaker, trainer, and coach, and passionate IT professional. Happy to be here.
Excellent. Excellent. So, you know, today we're going to talk about being a doer, which will help veterans and so on. So you want to give us a little bit of a little background on that program, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. So doer really is all about being productive. So for the vets out there, first off, I appreciate your service to our country. You know, my father is a vet. He's a Marine. Two of my sisters are in the Army. So I have a lot of respect for all of our service members out there. And so when it comes to being a doer, I use the word doer as an acrostic, and it's all about helping you to be more productive. So I think the four letters of doer, so D is for discipline. And one of my mentors, Joseph McLennan, says that discipline is doing the prescribed activity no matter what, even and especially when it's difficult. And I truly believe that if you want to be more productive in your life, you have to add discipline to it. And it can be tough. Leadership expert John Maxwell says that the toughest person that we ever lead is ourselves. And so learning how to lead ourselves to have a disciplined life can be tough, but it's well worth it.
That's excellent, Michael. So would you say that veterans generally already have that built in because of their conditioning from the military service?
I think veterans are very disciplined. However, like most people, it really just depends. Like, because some of us are disciplined. If someone is telling us exactly what to do, we'll follow it, right? We're very compliant. And there's a difference from being compliant and being disciplined. When it comes to that discipline, that self-discipline, it's kind of like if you know that you're supposed to be exercising or going for a run at 9 o'clock, if it's 8:50, it's raining outside, right? Discipline gets you going anyway, right? If you're Absolutely. A little tired and you're like, oh, I'll do it later, right? Discipline says, no, I'll go do it right now because I'm committed to, you know, being a person of my word and I'm going to do it.
That's whether you like it or not, right?
Yeah, exactly, right?
if you don't want to do it, that's when you have to do it.
Yeah, like Joseph said, like discipline is doing the prescribed activity no matter what, even and especially when it's difficult, which it will be difficult. We've all been there.
Yeah, and so I found that generally when you don't want to do it, I think we've all been there, right, about something, and we start procrastination or hesitation or whatever. So the more that we get ourselves out of bed to go do that workout when it's raining and it's going to suck, the more we do that, the more we build the muscle, right? And makes it easier for the next time and the next time. Just like if you're going to go to a gym, you're not just going to go out there and, you know, all of a sudden you come out looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You got to build those muscles, right? Yeah, exactly.
I'll be back tomorrow at the gym. Right?
Fantastic. So maybe give me a couple of tips. What do you think as far as being a doer, or do you have more information you'd like to talk about with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to the discipline part, something that really helps me stay disciplined is really remembering my why. So remembering what I want. So if it is something, if we're talking about fitness, if we're talking about business goals, it's going back to that clarity of, okay, what do I want and why do I want it? And making sure that I have enough reasons in place that kind of serve as a shield. Like, I'm a big superhero fan, and Captain America is one of my biggest heroes when it comes to like the comics. And so I think about his shield, right? So every reason that you have is like building a layer to that shield. And so the bigger your shield is, the more protection you have.
Wow, I love that.
And so what happens is when excuses come in or obstacles come in or you get no's and rejection, if your shield is big enough, it's just going to bounce off. Love so it. You have to build that up, right? So decide, okay, what do I want? Why do I want it? And coming up with those reasons to have that protection. And so that's all about creating that discipline for yourself.
Excellent.
Now, go ahead.
I thought I was going to see you as the Hulk kind of guy.
Hulk just smashes. He doesn't use any logic. So
I love it. The smart guy over here.
So Batman and Captain America, those are my go-to guys right
there. Yeah, you know, it was Batman and Superman for me, you know.
Yeah.
Excellent. So besides that, what are some other, you know, tips and things like that that as part of the DOER program?
Yeah, so the O in DOER stands for being opportunity focused. And I think this is very, very key, right? So once you have a clear understanding of what you want and you have discipline, you want to make sure that you're mentally open for opportunities. And so for our veterans out there, there's lots of opportunities available to really help them, you know, go to the next level, what they're looking to work with. So one of the organizations that I support for veterans is called ACP, American Corporate Partners. And this is where we help transitioning military men and women go from being in the military to transition into like corporate America, as an example. And so one of the things we do is we talk to them about, okay, putting together their, identifying their leadership skills, their work ethic, the opportunities that are available for them to help them quickly transition into corporate America. So they can see, okay, these are the skills that I have. These skills translate into these potential opportunities at a corporation. And so just really helping them understand what's available and what skills they already have.
Fantastic. Yeah, and so many veterans, and we look at, I'm going to go a little on the dark side here, but so many veterans, especially when they're first getting out of military service or reserves or whatever the case may be, statistically, those are the veterans that seem to be lost the most, and you see higher rates of suicide, et cetera. Yeah. So what if we can get them those skill sets, that mission, that plan with these opportunities, realizing most of all, they have these skill sets that so many employers want as leaders and discipline, you know, they'll get up, whether they like it or not, and go do that job because they were trained to and conditioned, right? So
yeah, they're compliant. You're right. I mean, they have those skills. They have the ability to deal with pressure, right? Take instruction, deal with pressure, and still perform. Those are skills that are needed all over, especially in corporate America when it comes to leading teams, following instructions, being a true team player, right? And really trusting the leadership.
Absolutely.
These are all valuable assets.
It is. Absolutely. It's truly missing in today's society, I believe. You know?
Yeah.
And when they come out, you know, I was talking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Tina Parker, and she was literally, we were just discussing this, they come out and they just really don't have that plan and realize part of your DOER plan will actually get them started in the right direction, you know, instead of getting out and just trying to figure it out and feeling isolated instead of being what I call excited anticipation for mm-hmm. their future, instead of just being overwhelmed and the anxiety and all the things that we talk about in the Neuroencoding Institute all the time.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Right. So a part of that is also just being able to identify the opportunities that are available. There are so many savings opportunities that are available for our military veterans where they can get education at a savings. They can access other programs that are available that are geared for military, like funding and grants and things that are available. They just aren't aware of it. So they really want to be opportunity focused and looking around for those right opportunities. But then also part of being a DOER is recognizing the bad opportunities. Because let's face it, there are scams out there, but there are also opportunities that could waste your time and your money and your resources. And so you want to make sure that you have a clear understanding of, based on your why, you know, what opportunities are good for you and what opportunities are not.
Can you give some examples, Michael, of those so our viewers, of course, can be on the lookout for that and be more aware of what those look like, in a sense?
Yeah. So one that I've seen, and I remember talking to a client of mine about this, is sometimes some of the educational opportunities you may have to watch out for. He was approached by someone saying, hey, we can get you a certification in this type of thing in, you know, in a certain period, a short period of time. He thought it was a great deal. He was going to do it. Well, we looked at it and we realized that they really weren't legit. It was for a skill set. It sounded good on their website, but it was for a skill set that wasn't truly, it wasn't marketable. It would have been really a waste of time for them to go through it. And it happens a lot. You know, I see it all the time in the coaching industry, right? You get your ICF certification in 24 hours on this, you know, pay $7 and you get, you know, your ICF certified. Well,
it's not the kind of program we've been through.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It sounds too good to be true. Well, as the only saying goes, it probably is. Absolutely. So I think it's really great information about, you know, the good possibilities and structures as well as the bad ones. So, you know, vets out there and family members, look out for both. You know, I mean, if it seems like something you're going to be interested, talk to people, see if anybody else knows about it. Mm-hmm. Read through the comments, et cetera, if it's on Facebook, because there are a lot of people out there promising the world for 97 cents. So it just doesn't make sense, does it? So just be looking out for that stuff just for you guys, you know, please. Great information, Michael. So let's see, as far as the opportunities, what else you got?
Yeah, so those are the main things about the opportunities. Moving on from the E, endure is all about eliminating excuses. And this was big for me growing up. I remember in my early 20s, Michael, I faced a lot of failure in my life growing up. And I found out when in my early 20s, I met a mentor named Percy. And I remember asking him one day, I said, Percy, how are you able to be so confident? How are you able to, you know, you got these wonderful opportunities that are constantly showing up in your life. I mean, you're so successful. What's your secret? And he looked at me, and short story is he ended up giving me a book. And Michael, at the time, I had just graduated from college and I hadn't read a single book from cover to cover during that time. I was like, I'm not a reader. I don't want to read a book. And I remember weeks went by. He would call me up and say, hey, Michael, how's it going? And I would say, oh, you know, we're still too new to this area. I haven't had a chance to read the book yet. You know, my wife and I think about having kids in the near future, right? Maybe 10 years later, right? So all types of excuses I gave him. And he said, Michael, go grab a book. He said, do you think you can read maybe one chapter? I said, sure, I can read one chapter. I grabbed the book. The book was called Magic of Thinking Big. He said, turn to chapter 2. I turned to chapter 2. Chapter 2 of that book, I'm trying to figure out where I had it. I thought I had it close to me. But chapter 2 is called Excusitis, the Failure Disease. So I looked at that book. It kind of smacked me in the face just reading that title. But as I read through that chapter, Michael, I realized that every failure in my life was a direct result to the excuses that I've been making. And really, those excuses were really just stories that I've been telling myself. You know, like those things of, when, you know, maybe, you know, I look at an opportunity and I say, well, oh, they'll probably say no if I ask them about that opportunity. I'm not qualified, right? That's an excuse that I'm making, a story that I'm putting into my head. No one else told me no. I'm telling myself no.
Michael, we all do this, don't we?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I mean, I've done it. I don't know how many times. My 20s was the worst, you know? Yeah. I think we've all been there. And, you know, I mean, let's be honest. I think you can say the same thing now as we still deal with it here and there.
Exactly, right? I still
catch ourselves.
Yeah, but whenever I do it. And I'm like, Michael, is that an excuse or is that the truth? Right? And it's like, if it's an excuse, we can still go. We can keep moving forward. And so I had to learn how to truly eliminate those excuses from my life and just look for times where I can say, well, that's an excuse. I'm not going to let that stop me. And just keep moving forward. And that's huge. Because it helps you really overcome procrastination by eliminating those excuses.
Absolutely. Yeah. The faster you catch it, and, you know, in the Institute, and I know I'm sure you do the same thing I do, when you catch it, celebrate, you caught it. Pat yourself on the back, literally reach back there, a little smile on your face, shake your ass, do what you got to do. Because
like, yes, I recognize this. Okay.
Absolutely. And it sends, you know, the neuron coding into you, it's looking for that again, right? I mean, we learn that all the time. So fantastic. And look at the man you are now, Mr. No Excuse. Or rarely. I'm going to go rarely, right?
Very rarely, yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they creep up in there, but I do my best to make sure that I push through it. And like you said, I celebrate when I go through it as well, because I know it's a victory.
Absolutely. Fantastic. So, Percy, it sounds like an amazing mentor, told you, hey, go to this page almost, you know, check it out. So is there more to that?
That was the biggest thing. So really, Percy introduced me to the world of personal development. Mm. He's the one who introduced me to books from people like Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and John Maxwell. The first book I read from John Maxwell was Developing the Leader Within You. And Maxwell Maltz, I learned about affirmations through Percy. I picked up my first book from Joseph McClendon because of Percy.
Wow.
Right. And it's just because I had a mentor in my life, or a coach in my life when I really needed it.
Fantastic, man. How lucky are you? So what age were you?
I was probably 24.
Wow. Man, that's amazing.
And the wild thing about it, Michael, is, so yes, I was 24 when I met Percy and he introduced me to personal development. Prior to that, I had never heard of the personal development industry, right? I didn't know books like that existed. I was just used to books in school that were boring, that really I couldn't apply to my life. But when I started reading books like How to Win Friends and Influence People, hey, that applies to my life.
Excellent. Yeah, the other books that you didn't finish, right?
Yeah.
But you found the ones that connected to you, and that's gets into your soul, I think. So, excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool. So I think we still have an R to go, right?
Yes. So R, and so R, it varies on the industry. But for veterans, I think the best R that works for them would be relationships, right? Create relationships. So, you know, you got relationships in the military, but also relationships outside of the military. But create those bonds. And it's really, when you think about relationship, really, it's all about the atmosphere, the environment. I know as coaches, we have a great supportive community of coaches that we work with, and they lift us up. They help us celebrate, right? They celebrate with us. That's really what you want to have. You want to make sure you have that supportive environment, these relationships where if you are feeling down, and I think that's why, you know, the statistic you talked about before about the suicide rate in this community happens, I think, because they don't have those strong relationships. They don't feel like, hey, I don't have that tight bond of someone who I can pick up the phone and call if I need to, or I can go spend time with these people and really have them build me up.
Yeah. And what I found as well is, you know, especially back, it's better now, but especially back when, you know, Vietnam days, most people knew their nicknames. They never really knew their name. So they got out. I've talked to, you know, multiple veterans, and they get out and they're like, man, where was, you know, I'm trying to think, like, all I can think of is
Tucker, right? Yeah,
somebody. Maverick.
Yeah, but, Maverick.
You know, where was he from? You know, now with Facebook and things like that, and I urge veterans to reach out, you know, not only for the resources on Facebook and social media, but find your friends, because when you get out, and you're going back to home life, whether it's married or it's, you know, back to parents or whatever the case may be, depending on your age and your enlistment, how long you're in the military, et cetera. That's one of the main concerns is, you know, being alone, you know, and feeling, even more so feeling alone, right? So, you know, like Michael's saying, man, connect, build those bonds, you know, get to a group together. You know, Empower Performance Strategies has Facebook groups that you can go in and be connected as well. But reach out, make those connections before you leave the military or as soon as you can, because not only having a plan, but also having those connections to people goes so far, like Michael was saying. Please continue.
It's so important to have that support group in place for you. I know even for me as a coach, like I love going to conferences, being around other coaches and people who are reading books like I'm reading. They're speaking like I'm speaking because I feel like they can relate. Like as much as I love my family members, if I go back and talk to some of my family members, even about some of the personal development books I've read, they just don't get it because they're not in that same mindset. So it's a different type of conversation.
Yeah,
absolutely. I need to be around people that are going to celebrate the fact that I'm reading these books and dealing with no's and yeses on a regular basis.
Absolutely. So with that said, I think you would also agree to that immersion is, I think, what we generally call it, just, you know, all around you. But immerse yourself in those people that bring you up.
Yes.
Not that want to stay stagnant or go down, because that's when, again, depression and those kinds of things set in for most people, veterans, yeah, of course, as much as anyone else. So you can immerse yourself in people that bring you up, raise your level. You know, don't be the smartest guy in the room or woman in the room. You know, find that group that's going to bring you up in life because it's just starting. And yes, how exciting is it? I literally just got a chill. How exciting is it to have that future and those people around you that bring you up? You know, that's, you know, like you're saying, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks, Michael. Yes. So it's super important. And I know that's important to me as well, is to be connected and immersed with, you know, this family of neuroencoders, and, you know, there's other groups, obviously, but
in environments like that, Michael, when we meet in the conference, it's not even about what we hear from stage, right? It's about the people, right? It's the hallway conversations you have, the hugs you get from people, and you just need that. You're like, man, I've been missing this, right? So it's like, that's why you have to have that, some type of that support foundation. So creating those relationships inside of the military, outside of the military, those strong bonds, like Michael mentioned, that are going to lift you up, encourage you, is very important.
Absolutely. Anything else on the doer? I mean, this has been fantastic. I actually sat here and made notes, Michael. So thank you.
So the only other thing I'll add to being a doer is an exclamation point. And that exclamation point is all about accountability. I think it's important to have someone in your life that you can truly be accountable to, right? It's different from the relationship piece. You want to have either a coach or a mentor in your life who is going to hold you accountable, who's going to say, hey, Michael, you know, you said you're looking for a job for your family. You said you were going to submit 5 resumes this week, apply for 5 jobs this week. You only did 3, right? You need somebody that's going to help hold you accountable and say, hey, you've got time left. Go do the last 2, right? I'll wait for you, right? Call me back and you do the last 2. You need somebody that's going to keep you accountable. I think that's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a fantastic point. Someone that's going to kick your ass with love.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what I know one of my mentors, you know, does, and coaches. And of course, I work with Michael as well. He's fantastic. So I think that's a great exclamation point to put at the end of this.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. So, Michael, I know you have a book. You want to tell us a little bit about that if somebody wants to get in touch with you on that book?
Yeah, absolutely. So my book is on Amazon.com. It's called Gadget's Guide to Marketing. And this book is really all about marketing. It's primarily for coaches and speakers. However, I think it can truly help anyone who's looking to market themselves. So if you're looking just to market yourself for a job or for as an entrepreneur, it's going to give you some great strategies in a very simple format to follow of how to market yourself.
Excellent. And guys, gals, family members, this guy's fantastic. I mean, he has changed the game for me. So I'm telling you now, if you're interested in anything like this, get this book. It's fantastic. So, and Michael, if someone wants to work with you, they're starting a business and they're needing an IT guy because they're going, what the hell am I doing? You know, like I did. I'll say it. I'll own that all day long. How do they get a hold of you, Michael?
Absolutely. So you can go to michaelpopetraining.com. And I'm known as the coach's tech guy. And so my goal, as anyone that I'm working with, is to help you avoid tech overwhelm. All right. So I can either walk you step by step of how to do something, do it for you, or just like I said, show you how to do it, or either we do it together type Excellent. Of combination. But yeah, Excellent. So I am Michael Pope, the coach's tech guy.
Fantastic. And so if you're not a coach, how else can people use you?
Yeah. So the same way. So I also do keynote speaking. And I do coaching in terms of leadership and productivity as well. So I have people who come to me for that. They're like, hey, I'm just looking to get ahead on my job. I don't want to be an entrepreneur. Can you help me out? And I can absolutely do that.
Excellent. Excellent. And I'm telling you now, Michael's fun to work with. We have a blast. I'm just putting it out there now, man. We have a blast. Eminem, man. So on closing, I just want to thank you, number one, honoring you, honoring us for being here. You know, I know, you know, time is the most valuable resource humans have. So I really appreciate it. And I really hope that our viewers, whether listening now or they're listening later, got some great value out of this. That's really why we're here. It's just to help and strategically place veterans and families to a higher place, you know, yes, to move them forward so that they don't deal with a lot of the things that the other ones struggle with. So with closing, Michael, again, thank you. Really appreciate you being here and all the help you've given me. You have no idea. Well, you probably do, but thank you. And in closing, I just want to say our next guest is going to be Cindy Gould, will be on shortly. So look out for that. She's an amazing coach as well and an amazing soul. So just be looking out for that. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on another insightful journey of Your Thoughts, Your Reality podcast with your host, Michael Cole. We hope the conversation sparked some thoughts that resonate with you. To dive deeper into empowering your thoughts and enhancing your reality, visit EmpowerPerformanceStrategies.com. Remember, your thoughts shape your reality, so make them count. Until next time, stay inspired and keep creating the reality you desire. Catch you on the next episode.